Friday, August 13th. I'm Mark Lasea, and it's time to get loaded. The big Google feature that the company announced yesterday is something called Voice Actions. This will let you make phone calls, send reminder emails, search for directions and music, and even set your alarm. You'll need the Voice Search app now in Android Market, and it requires Android 2.2. Another feature announced is Chrome to Phone, now available for all Froyo users. This lets you click on a new icon in your browser and send links to your Android device. Anyone interested in first-person shooters will be excited for this. Irrational Games announced a follow-up to the very popular BioShock franchise with BioShock Infinite. The game looks very different from the original BioShock atmosphere and takes place in a floating city called Columbia. I don't want to give out spoilers, but the game is slated to come out in 2012. And you can now tweet an article without leaving the actual article page. Twitter is launching a tweet button that triggers a pop-up with a shortened URL to share with others. Right out of the gate, sites like YouTube, Time.com, Hulu, USA Today, and CNN are using the tweet button. Internet Explorer 9 will have their beta version out on September 15th. The beta will work with Windows Vista and Windows 7, but no XP, and users will swap out their current IE for the new version. Features include HTML5 support, an improved JavaScript engine, and the ability to use your computer's graphics chip to speed up text and image rendering. And Asus is launching a slew of tablets. The Grayscale e-tablet is more of a Kindle competitor with an 8-inch screen. It will launch in October for $300. The company is also readying the 10-inch ePad EP101TC in March, and it will go for $399 and run Android. And then the EP121 will have a 12-inch screen, run Windows 7, and use a special docking station that can turn the tablet into a laptop. It's said to have a price tag close to $1,000, and it's scheduled to ship in December or January. Those are your headlines for today. I'm Mark Lasea with CNET.com, and you've just been loaded.
CNET.com/live is the place to find your favorite CNET tech shows. From hottest gadgets to the latest tech news, we stream it live 5 days a week at CNET.com/live.